Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Berlinale. Today I'm in company of Thomas Arslan, director of Bright Nights, screening here in competition. So Thomas, would you give us a brief introduction of your film?
Yeah, it's mainly a father and son road movie through Norway, through the northern part of Norway. And it's a story about a very complicated relationship with the father and the son, because the father didn't show up and didn't care for the son for many years, and his own father died. So, and this is the reason where they came together, and they're planning to or deciding to have a little trip together, which starts very complicated.
What was the starting point of this film? What did you decide for this story of a father and a son?
Yeah, I wanted to, after Gold, I wanted to work on a story which is which was closer to my old day life, and which interested me somehow. Why I choose this exactly, I don't know. Some psychiatrist has to tell me. This developed out of my writing process. So and the script, and then I started to work on the script for Bad Nights.
In the film, the father is sort of let's say, we understand during the film that he's sort of, let's say, repeating his father's mistakes. So my question is, why do you think that this happens? Because this happens a lot. So why do you think some people are not able to break this pattern?
Because I think it's very complicated to break some patterns, even if they gave you some pressure, which it's really hard, I guess, to find a way for yourself. You have to work on yourself to not to repeat them again, and you never, I guess you never can be sure if you don't do it, because you have to be careful every time. So you have to take care on yourself, so for yourself not to do it, and it's a lot of work, I guess, if you not had a perfect childhood or something like this.
In your experience, while working on this film, what do you think? Is it possible, or is it always possible, to rebuild a relationship and pick up where we left, or there are some limits here?
Yeah, I don't know exactly, but of course it's possible, but it's very complicated, I guess. And it's more and more complicated when it's when the backstory is a complicated one, and you have to start from point zero, and then have to develop everything from the beginning on, like father and son in the film, because they had no all their life together in the last six, seven, 8 years or something like that. So they have to find a way of to rebuild their simplest thing, simple communications, and this is really complicated, I guess.
In the film, let's say that I want to think about it as an open ending, because we want to know how it ends, but we're not really sure. So was that your intent? Because in life you never know.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to left it open. He made a kind of first step in the last part of the film. It's the first time that he recognizes his son and somehow, and is able to make some really physical gestures as well. So, but if this could be stable, or if it's going to implode again, I found it more interesting to leave that open. So it's a possibility, but it's not fixed. So
I spoke with Tristan before, and he told me that you just basically described him, his role, and what you wanted for him, but then from that point on you sort of left them interact. So is that true?
Yeah, I think so. We're talking a lot about the film, the story, and some details, of course, and in the front of the shooting. But during the shooting, I'm more interested in in concrete details how to walk from A to B, what to do in this scene, how to move in this scene. This is at least a very concrete work, so I don't try to be that much or don't talk too much on a psychological base with the actors mostly. So, but and I leaving them a lot of freedom at least as well. You don't see it every time in the film, but they're not every time obliged to look to there, do this. They have a kind of freedom, but I prefer during the shooting to work on these kind of concrete things and not don't want to debate too much about inner life, the psychological stuff and so on. And it was totally okay for Tristan, I guess. It was very, very straight to the shooting. It was good.
Thank you so much, Thomas Aslan, for being here with us and talk about Bright Night screening here at the 67th Berlinale in competition. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Fashion Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.